It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week we feature the Women's Center of Greater Lansing. The nonprofit offers a variety of services, including counseling, employment assistance, even auto maintenance classes for women in the Lansing area. And Cindy Allwood is the executive director of the Women's Center, and she joins me now. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Auto maintenance classes. That has got my curiosity all revved up. Tell us about your programs that you offer.
Well, the Cars 101, we try to offer twice a year for winter driving. And then
Cars
again,
101?
Yep, it's called
Sounds
Cars
like a
101.
Radio station.
Yeah. for winter driving and then in summer driving. We do this in conjunction with Brogan's Tire service.
Brogan's Lansing Tire Center.
Yes. Yeah, and they've been wonderful. And anybody can come to this class.
Is it popular?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit different now. I mean, we've been offering it since, maybe the first year. We just turned 8. So it's been over 7 or so years. And cars have changed quite a bit in that time.
Yes.
And so the computer situation, I mean, things are kind of still where they always were, like you need to know where to change your oil and how to check your oil and all that kind of thing. And it's really for people who don't know anything about their car but who need to know some of the basics. Like, where is your spare tire? You know, I drive a van, and my spare tire is underneath. You can't find it from inside. So I didn't know that.
What about your other programs besides that? That one jumped out
at me. Oh, okay. All right.
But what are the other most in-demand programs that you offer?
I would say probably our workshops range from assertiveness training to grief, dealing with grief. Mm. Grief is the number one issue that is reported by women who come to the Women's Center.
How so?
Losing a job, losing a relationship.
Okay.
Many, many women come in who've worked for organizations for 15, 20 years. So their lives revolve around their work friends, their work family. And when they're downsized out or they leave or even like when they retire, it's something that they wanted, but things have changed dramatically.
Huge transition.
New transition, and you know, you've been doing the same thing 50 weeks out of the year for 15 years, and all of a sudden, what do I do?
Is that a real common pattern then? Somebody who has lost something, a job, a relationship, they're transitioning to retirement, something like that.
Yep.
Can you describe in greater detail what economic abuse is? How does that unfold?
Economic abuse is when one person in the relationship controls the money, the credit, all of those things to the detriment of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, usually the woman is required to give over her paycheck or any other income that she gets. Her partner may decide, well, I'm going to do such and such with this money, or I'm going to go buy a car, but I'm going to use her Social Security number and her credit and all of that, and then they don't make the payments on the loan. So her credit is destroyed, which means it's going to be really hard for her to leave that relationship because she's not going to be able to find a place to live, and she doesn't have access to resources, financial resources necessarily, if he controls all the money.
And this is kind of where the auto maintenance comes in. The auto maintenance offers some independence,
right?
And makes the woman less reliant on the man if that's the way this is playing out.
Right.
Okay, so she becomes empowered, basically.
Right.
How do women find you or learn about your group?
All different sorts of ways. We get a lot of referrals from other agencies who can't serve the person for whatever reason. We advertise a lot of our things in the newspapers, and I do a couple of different radio shows and talk about the work that we're doing. And so we get referrals. We get people who just come by. They wonder what it is. They look at our website. They're looking for resources, and our name pops up on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool because we're in the number one spot for Women's Center Lansing.
That's good.
Yes, it took us a while to get there.
Is there a story or two that captures why you do the work you do?
I have a couple. I've been thinking about this for a few days. The very first client that we had ended up using four different services that we offer. She was referred by a center in Ann Arbor because she couldn't find us at the time. So she had called down there and they said, come to the Women's Center. You know, there's a Women's Center in Lansing. Come over. She had, her husband had just left her with two kids and no job. And she happened to be a person who was here. He had a green card, but she didn't because he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so there wasn't a lot of services available to her. And she'd been providing, she was basically doing caregiving and child care and all of that for him while he finished his PhD program. And then she finds herself without income, by herself with two kids.
How was she most helped by? What are the four areas that she pursued? Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay.
I worked with her.
Oh, okay.
Because I was the only one there at the time.
Oh, you were the Women's Center.
Exactly. So what we did was first deal with the grief and the loss of the relationship, and we found some local resources for her.
The emotional
dimension. Yes, we dealt with the emotional piece, trying to sort of get her back on her feet. We were able to get her into a program where she could get some short-term training and get a skill.
Okay.
And so she was able to bring income into the family and take care of her children. She actually helped us do a couple of fundraisers. And she was an amazing cook. So we had a couple of fundraising where she could showcase her cooking skills, and we raised some money with that.
Nice.
And then she went into the divorce group. We have a group called Not So Happy Endings. And she got some emotional support and some other resources in that group. And then she decided she needed to go and get an education, her own education. So we hooked her up with Lansing Community College through the Women's Resource Center there. And she just completed a master's program in social work.
How about that? So the emotional piece,
mm-hmm.
job training,
mm-hmm.
divorce counseling, and education.
Education.
And provided all four.
And then she came back because she was having all these health issues and didn't know what was going on. So she went into our midlife journey group and realized she was probably experiencing issues with menopause. So we were able to refer her to some healthcare providers to deal with that. And she's amazing. She is absolutely amazing.
What about the larger local landscape in terms of services for women in the Lansing area or or Ingham, Eaton, mm-hmm. and Clinton County?
Sure.
Do you think is it adequate? Is it inadequate?
Well, I think it's inadequate given the challenges that we are facing still with our economy. 2008 and 2009 were awful.
Yeah.
I mean, we struggled. Our clients struggled. We had women who pulled up in nice new cars but didn't have a home because they lost their home to foreclosure.
Hmm.
Because one of the parents lost their job.
Right.
So they didn't have the income. They had children, and they couldn't make the mortgage payments and all these, you know, different scams that these mortgage places were doing. People were ending up with no home.
Right.
And nowhere to go because there's not that many shelters in this area. So they were showing up at our door, and we were doing the best that we could to help them.
Yeah. If people want to access your services, how do they go about it? And you rely on volunteers, I assume, as well.
We have we are an incubator for the helping professions, graduate students in counseling, social work, things like that. But we also use marketing and PR interns. You can find us on the internet or on the web at womenscenterofgreaterlansing.org.
Very good.
You can call 372-9163.
Very good. Cindy Allwood is the Executive Director of the Women's Center of Greater Lansing. Nice to hear your story. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. We just don't know about them yet. If you'd like to be one featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, tweet us at @KARCurrentState. Or you can send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.